Some House Democrats are concerned the latest border crisis and feud between President Trump and four House progressives is causing immigration to overtake health care as the main issue for 2020. Last week, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats were focused, and immigration is not overtaking health care as their main issue.
No, health care is our issue. Immigration is a value. It's not an issue for us.
The politics of immigration versus health care are playing out in central Illinois, too. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis will again face Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Lonergan next year. Lonergan recently spoke with WGLT's Ryan Denham. She was eager to turn the conversation to health care, even after she was asked to react to the president's racist comments about four Democratic members of Congress.
You know, I worry about the divisiveness that I see on television and that I hear from people, and when it's amplified like that, it's very worrisome, because we have real issues that have to be addressed. You know, as I move around the district, I hear about the cost of prescription drugs. You know, right now we have a court case working its way through that would fully repeal the ACA, and people in our district are worried and scared about something like that happening to them and their family and being pushed backwards. You know, I was here in Bloomington a week or so ago and talking to a man who was near tears, because he said, "Betsy, if before the ACA, my wife's insurance, because she has MS, was $65,000 a year. That's not sustainable. I don't know what we'll do." And so those are the issues that I think people want addressed, and the divisiveness that we see in here is preventing that from happening.
And we'll get to those issues, but I want to stay here for a second. The "send her back" chant was this culminating moment, I think, of a week of racist language involving the president. Earlier, he had tweeted that these four Democratic members of Congress should go back to where they came from, even though that's the United States. Congressman Rodney Davis, the incumbent Republican that you're running against, said after that happened that he disagreed with Trump's rhetoric and his using of personal attacks in this way. What did you think of Congressman Davis's response to Trump's tweets?
Well, I was very clear that in Congress, I will continue to stand against racism and hatred and bigotry, no matter where it comes from, which is why I would have supported the resolution that was condemning that language.
When Trump does this kind of stuff, some people see it as a political strategy to paint the whole Democratic Party as the words he uses are a radical, far left wing, that kind of thing. Basically saying that these four particular Democrats are representative of the entire Democratic Party, the entire Democratic House caucus. How do you stop that from working? What are the things that you talk about to make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, on the campaign trail, I have always said this, you know, I love doing town halls. I love being out in the trail and listening to people, because a funny thing happens when you ask people what they think and what they need, they tell you. And they're very clear. You know, right now, again, healthcare is overarchingly the number one concern. The cost of prescription drugs, the out-of-pocket costs for premiums, making sure, you know, people. A lot of people were very surprised by their tax bill in April and feeling the sting of that. People are worried about their kids, how they're going to pay for college, and the student debt that their kids have or that they're carrying, frankly. So there's issues that I hear about on the trail every day, and I'm going to keep focusing on ways that I can help people.
Where should immigration fit on this long list of issues that you and other Democrats care about? It seems like the president very much wants immigration to be issue number one, and Democrats want health care to be issue number one. How do you square those two things? Where does immigration fit in for you?
Well, it shouldn't. I mean, immigration shouldn't be a partisan issue. We clearly need comprehensive immigration reform, and we need people at the table who are willing to work together to get it done. We need border security. We need a path to citizenship. You know, these one-off fixes are not comprehensive, and we need comprehensive immigration reform.
Republicans are trying to paint Democrats with a pretty broad brush when it comes to immigration, saying things like Democrats believe in open borders and the elimination of ICE across the board.
You're Democrat. They say lots of things that aren't true.
Well, you're a Democrat. What do you think? Are those things true?
Absolutely not. I mean, we need border security. Absolutely we do. We need to invest in technology. We need to invest in federal immigration judges. We need to invest in more, in more officers. We need to invest in those things. That is a piece of what we need, because what we really need is a comprehensive approach and a path to citizenship.
You've said time and time again that healthcare is your primary issue. That's the thing you
seem... It's the primary issue of people across the 13th District.
So say you get elected in 2020. You start in January of 2021. What's the first thing you try to do?
Allow Medicare to negotiate for lower drug prices.
Why do you think that's number one?
Because people are rationing their drugs. You know, I talked to a mom in Decatur who has a... who had a baby who was born in the, she had to go to the neonatal unit because she was a preemie. And when she got out of the hospital and the baby still needs another two more surgeries on her heart, she is on five medications. And when she went to the pharmacy to pick up her baby's prescriptions, she could only afford three. And so the discussion was, well, ma'am, which three do you want? And she said, but my baby needs all five. He said, but which three do you want now? We have to address this issue.
With the 2020 presidential election cycle, our listeners are going to be hearing a lot about Medicare for All and the public option and all sorts of terms. When you're out on the road talking to voters, how do you describe the differences between these kind of very big ideas about healthcare that are floating around out there and where you stand on them?
You know, people across the 13th District, what I hear from them, so many of them have employer-provided health insurance that they love. Now, they don't love all the costs associated with it, and there are areas around the district that have lost providers, and so there's less competition in the market, and so their costs have gone up. And so what I'm hearing a lot is about cost sensitivity, and I think that, you know, what I have talked about is helping our rural and smaller communities with a public option, that it is a way to bring competition to the market, lower the overall costs, and give people an alternative in rural and smaller communities specifically.
But it does so without dismantling the entire system of private health insurance?
Exactly.
Let's end on this. You recently announced that your campaign is not going to be accepting money from corporate political action committees or PACs. Why not?
Because I want people to know that I am not ever going to be beholden to corporate PACs and special interests. I want to go to Washington to represent the people of the 13th District. And that stands in stark contrast to Congressman Davis, who has, over the course of his career, taken almost $2.5 million from corporate PACs. And why is that important to note? Because that's who he answers to, and that's who he votes for. And when we look at, you know, why on earth would Congressman Davis vote so many times to repeal the ACA, or vote against lowering the cost of prescription drugs, or vote against supporting people with pre-existing conditions from being discriminated against? You can follow the money. He's taken over $600,000 from pharmaceutical and insurance industries. That's who he votes for. I want the people in the 13th District to rest assured they are not ever going to see a corporate PAC on my report. I am not taking their money. I want them to know that I'm going to Washington, D.C. to be a public servant to them.
Congressman Davis's campaign, in response to your announcement, says what you're saying is a little bit disingenuous, because the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is still taking corporate PAC money itself, and you're accepting money and support from the DCCC. So I guess they're saying, like, what's the difference? Even if she's not getting the money directly, she might be getting it indirectly. What's your response to that?
I am sure Congressman Davis would love to muddy the waters on this, because he doesn't want to talk about the $2.5 million that he's taken from corporate PACs. He doesn't want to talk about the $600,000 that he's taken from pharmaceutical companies and and insurance industries. And he doesn't want to talk about the fact that in his last report, you know, over two-thirds of his money came from PACs and special interest groups. He doesn't want to talk about that. You know, I stand in stark contrast to that. I have, this last quarter we had over 1,300 grassroots donors, and my money is from individuals. Over 80% of our campaign fund last quarter was from individual donors. We have a grassroots army that is going to continue to push our campaign forward.
But what do you think about his point about the DCCC still accepting corporate PAC money and that organization helping Democrats on the campaign trail like yourself?
Well, I think that Democrats trying to elect Democrats is not a shock to anyone. And again, I'm certain that the last thing that Congressman Davis wants to talk about is how in my first quarter back in, we significantly outraised him. And we did it with individual donors and zero corporate PAC money.
So if Democrats want to get stuff done, they have to win, right? So are you worried that you're sort of tying your hands behind your back in a street fight against somebody who's not doing the same thing?
Congressman Davis has to answer for the votes that he takes, that he's taken, and the money that he has taken. I am confident that the people in the 13th District want a representative who truly is going to Washington, D.C. to represent them, not corporations and not special interests. I want to go to Washington to represent people.
It's Democratic congressional candidate Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan of Springfield. She's running against incumbent Republican Congressman Ronnie Davis in the 13th District. That includes parts of Bloomington Normal. I'm Ryan Denham.
Find more political coverage at our website, WGLT.org. Just find Politics and Government on the drop-down menu.